He's gone.
Oh, okay. That being said, all right. So we've already mentioned the limited crab dredge fishery season idea. The other thing we've also talked with CMAQ about is another crab pot extension of the season, the December 15th of 2013. This is similar to the recommendation that came about in 2012. Both measures would require some form of conservation equivalency, some type of compensation if we did this. When we set our limits last year in 2012, through various new methods that we had developed, we set limits anywhere from the 425 pot license at 55 bushels as their limit for this year, down to 27 bushels for the smaller license category, the 85 pot license. But what we found in discussions with the industry this year and with CMAQ was what they recognize as a good day is one bushel crabs for every 10 pots. And then an exceptional day is one bushel crabs for every 5 pots. Well, that kind of gave us a range to work with. So looking at that range, we found that for 85 pots, their working range should be about 9 to 18 bushels, not 27 as we have set now. And for the 425 pot license, it should be anywhere from 43 to 86 bushels. We're kind of in that range is what we have there at 55 bushels. So this gave us something to work with. We also took their information and actually worked with the actual data from the harvesters to match up with it. I'll be very brief on this because it's some statistics, so I'm not going to bore you with it. Focusing on the 425 pot category, we looked at data, let's for example, from 2012, and what we found was when we ran what was known as schematic box plot, we could identify some outliers in that data, looking at ranges, looking at the overall median, and at the mean. And the way this works is the red in the background is basically the trips by bushels for the 425 pot category for last year. So this is everything. You see it's very heavy loaded on the left. A lot of trips with a lot of lower bushels in the 20 or so area. But there were bushel trips that had bushels all the way out to past 100 bushels in a trip. So when we ran and put the plot over top of it, what was being identified as outliers is anything that was above 56 bushels. The mean of all the data was about 21 bushels. Well, we could sit here and say, well, then the range maybe should be between the 25th, 75th percentile or some other idea. But knowing the potential that is in the fishery and into potting, what we looked at was a range that we could identify that was between the 75 percentile and what was being identified as what should be the maximum bushel. Okay, so that was between 29 and 56 for this category. So the way this works is we took the yellow as a good and exceptional. So that's what the industry has kind of pointed out would be good. We looked at data for the last 4 years. We looked at all the data for that gear category, or we looked at all the full-timer data. Full-timer is anyone who had over 100 days in that year that worked. So that's really a full-time crabber. He's working more than 100 days in the season. And we found even for the 425 category, when you look at the ranges, there's some similarity between the ranges. The industry suggestion is a little higher than the rest, but looking at the harvest data, there was some similarity, and our 55-pot bushel limit or 55-bushel limit was very much in all those ranges. As we started working down our crab pot categories, though, we found some differences. Again, the yellow is the industry recommendation, and we started finding both in looking at all the data in blue or just at the full-timers in this pink, that we start seeing our ranges statistically were falling a little bit lower than what we set. And over time, as we go down the categories, this is 170 crab pot license, even the industry range was falling below what we have set. So we get all the way down to the 85 pot category where the range was 9 to 18 bushels by the industry recommendation. Our best recommendation that could come out statistically was all the way up to about 24 bushels, but that was based on a very small amount of data. And really, if we look at the bulk of the data, it was even lower than what the industry was suggesting. But the good thing here was, based on what the industry provided us and what we ran, we were able to get a set of ranges to work from to actually establish future bushel limits. It's what we really need. So this is some very solid data we didn't have from last year. Well, another thing that came out of the CMAQ recommendations, particularly from the former chairman, Mr. Rick Robbins, was a recast method, looking at the data in a way that says all those outliers that we're dealing with, we shouldn't be looking at the outliers because that's just additional savings based on somebody who maybe had multiple trips in a day or maybe set more pots than they should have and had extra harvest or something else was going on there. So in that situation, doing a recast method, we're using the industry's information and saying that, okay, anything above 18 in the 85-pot category, that is now recast to be just 18. So you're not gaining additional there. And the same all the way up to 425 pots. Anything that would be showed up above 86 bushels at 425 pots, we'll recast it just to be at 86. And the way that plots out is on the left, and some of these came up last year with the commission, we're showing scatter plots where you saw these oddities, these very high harvests with a low pot category. So up in the upper left is the crab pot gear up to 85 pots. So you can see all these trips, 70 bushels in a trip, and lots of them that were showing up above what even the industry considered was an exceptional day. So we recast that data set to the right. So this on the right would be the data set we work with. Now, for 425 pots, though, just on the other end of the range, in recasting, we didn't have any changes in the data set because they were working within that range or just below it. So that data set's very solid. So these conservation measures for 2014 that we've kind of been bringing up throughout the presentation. One is a crab pot season option to extend to December 15th. That would be a compensation amount that we factored in that would be worth 250,388 pounds. Another option, separate, would be a limited winter crab fishery season, providing them a 1.5 million pound quota. Three and four are combinations of the first two in a sense. Option three basically says, okay, we'll allocate 1.5 million combined, we'll give the 250,000 for the season extension, and we'll give about $1,250,000 to a limited dredge season. And then option four is them combined in total, so it gives you up to a 1.75 million pound allotment that would need to be compensated for through conservation equivalency. CMAQ did not have the benefit to see this. This is stuff staff is continually working on this day and night. And these four options I just presented come up using this recast method, come up with various bushel limits. Very different than what we have from this year now. Just with option one, we're trying to compensate for 250,000 pounds. We have a range of bushel limits from the 85-pot category at 15 to the 425-pot category at 74. When you look at the largest allocation possibility, the 1.75 million compensation, and that was option four. You're looking at a crab pot 85 at 10 bushels, and you're looking at the 425 crab pot set at 50 bushels. We looked at how many harvesters this costly could impact. That was down on the bottom here. And you'll notice that on option one, which is the season extension, that's not a lot of payback going on there. It's very variable as to which categories may have some impact to the harvesters. But once you get up to two, three, and four, it gets fairly consistent. Option three could have anywhere from one quarter to one third of the harvesters in any particular gear category impacted by the bushel limit.
Joe, what are the current bushel limits, just so we can...
The current bushel limits for the 85 is at 27, and then going in line, rising, we go to 32 for the 127 crab pot, 38 for the 170, 45 for the 255 crab pot, and 55 for the 425 crab pot.
Thank you.
So the one point on the percent harvesters I was trying to make, though, there is where we're representing option four has a little higher percentage, but we're saying a quarter, a third being impacted. That also means anywhere from three-quarters to two-thirds are still not being impacted by these bushel limits based on what they were reporting to us. One other thing is that in the event that neither a season extension or a limited winter crab dredge fishery season were to be adopted later in October, bushel limits for 2014 should still be established, as basically a maximum threshold for future management. This has been identified by the harvesters as an exceptional day, the 18 all the way up to the 86 by the different categories. Or a modified recommendation of this that could be based on a CMAQ staff discussion that would happen prior to the October commission meeting. One other thing we want to point out briefly that we're also working on are management triggers. These are other guidelines for the commission. Conservation guidelines will be developed based on the winter dredge survey results, be it on the total abundance, juvenile abundance, sex-specific abundance, and the harvest history comparisons. This was alluded to earlier in the presentation, and this would be something very useful to use when we're trying to determine what the allocation is for a limited winter dredge fishery season, or also a crab pot fishery. Something to remember, both the winter dredge fishery and the spring pot fishery both target the pre-spawn females. One is targeting, one's not. They both target those pre-spawn females. So even if there isn't a dredge fishery, you have a pot fishery that then targets them before we get to the May time frame. So that is something of concern that we're trying to provide the commission better tools on. We provided these in your evaluation packet. One was an example just showing how we would do a look of looking at juvenile abundance, let's say, versus Virginia crab dredge harvest. Lagging the time period so they would match up. Another way would be looking at the juvenile crabs versus the crab dredge catch per unit effort. And we'll bring up more of this for the upcoming October meeting. Finally, this was also included in your evaluation packet, a decision-making timeline. We've already met with CMAQ on the 18th of this month to discuss the general ideas about ranges. But they have not had the opportunity to actually see the actual specific bushel numbers yet. Meeting with you today for our request for public hearing for October 22nd, a two-month time period. The reason we're asking for the two-month time period is, one, based on what you would allow to be advertised, we'd like to do an industry survey, send out a survey to all the crab gear licensees, provide them the public hearing notice and the survey about what those items are and get their feedback hopefully by September 30th. We want to take the survey results, combine it with what we find out from a dredge fishery working group in September that would look through all the many different topics that Mr. O'Reilly has already brought up before that needs to be discussed if we're going to have a limited dredge fishery season. Go to CMAQ on October 7th, present this to them, have final discussions with CMAQ and a final recommendation from CMAQ, and then present all this information to you at the October 22nd meeting for a public hearing.
Okay, the spokesperson comes back. Staff recommends advertising for October 22nd, a public hearing to consider the following: establishing a 2014 blue crab season, this is excluding crab dredge, that begins March 17th and ends November 30th. This year it was the 16th, if you recall, so we have to go back to the 17th because of the change for 2013. Also, female blue crab season, March 17, November 20th. That's the typical season since 2009. The female crab season ends the 20th of November. Number two, establish a 2014 agent provision that will be very similar to what we've had in place for 2013, with the exception that there will be a notification system by those who wish to have an agent where they'll have to notify us by February 28, 2014. The cap will remain the same that we had for this year, total of 168. Three, establishing a limited controlled crab dredge fishing season that begins no later than January 1, 2014, ends no later than February 28, 2014, with quota of 1.5 million pounds as a maximum that will be subject to conservation equivalency, and also a maximum participation of 37 individuals who meet the qualifications established by the limited entry criteria, with crab dredge area seasons, time limits, daily limits, license sales, and additional provisions to be established and incorporated from a working group meeting or meetings. 4, extend the 2013 crab pot season for female crabs to December 15th and subject to conservation equivalency. And male crabs, yep. And 5, establishment of a 2014 conservation equivalency measures through crab pot license specific categories, daily harvest and possession bushel and barrel limits. So defraying the expected increases just like we did for 2013.
All right. Any questions of staff? You have their recommendation. You've heard it. There is an endless series of options that you could adopt in addition to this, but my recommendation would be that you give yourself as much flexibility as you can for the final decision in October. Regardless of what we do, we have to have a public hearing on this because the law demands it, even if it's to continue the current moratorium on dredging. So,
does the public notice need to say that this is to consider potentially extending or eliminating the moratorium on the winter dredge and also this recommended other alternative?
For instance, if you just advertise number 3 there, that says you're going to open the dredge fishery under these conditions, I don't think after the public hearing you could decide to close it. I don't think you can be more restrictive once you've advertised something. So I think you need to advertise clearly that there's a range of options available to you to give you the flexibility.
Right.
I mean, this is going to be a big public hearing.
The range is going to be important in the advertisement, and as everyone knows, it's very controversial, and we just want to make sure we cover our bases here on the record and in advertising.
So what's your pleasure?
I'll ask one question on the 37. I know there's a gentleman out here who might want to talk about that a little bit. If we, in fact, decide we wanted to include more than the 37 once we've heard testimony, we would have had to advertise for something greater than 37, correct?
Right. I think you can leave yourself open by saying, that you'll consider a number of factors that may increase or decrease the number of eligible participants based on prior harvest history,
right,
number of trips or harvest, which the staff showed us.
Right, right. So I thought our advertisement, it doesn't just say 37 in there.
It does.
It does.
Right. That's the limited season or
the maximum participants.
Maximum tight controlled, okay. To...
Well, may I?
So I'm just saying we're going to have people come forward and say, look, I'm one of those people that just did one season, year.
Right.
And
I think once the commission has the line-by-line information on former dredge harvesters, that will help with those type of questions. We have already had questions about those who have not directly participated, but their father participated, for example. We have also had thoughts that we had 4 study participants, and should all 4 be part of the fishery? So it's not the correct way to say it, but to advertise near 37 is, I think, what we're looking at, because one thing we know, it's really only 33 in that one group right now. So
one way we've gotten around
it could be fluctuation
is we've advertised this, which is very specific,
yes,
and then simply add another line in the public notice that says the commission will consider variations in the above proposal that include, and then list, what those are, more or less than 37.
Okay. All right.
A quota of 1.5 million, maybe more, maybe less.
Right.
Things like that.
Right. Right.
Not having a dredge season.
Right. May I ask another question, which would be, do you wish to advertise a limited fishery season based on participation, past participation, effort, and harvest? Does that help at all? My concern is what happens is the situation that you're speaking of, Mr. Tankard, and others, unless they can see clearly that they're not going to get in, from the beginning with 1 year. Suppose someone had 1 year in the last 10, and they show up to the commission and say, well, wait a minute. So we want to try and word it that way, and I'm sure the commissioner's going to help us do that.
Yeah, I think that's why. And this is a great little word called
Matt. I would suggest starting this with advertising that the commission is going to decide whether or not to extend the winter dredge moratorium. That's sort of the beginning. And these others fall below it. There's an alternative.
Right.
And we also have this conservation equivalency, which is also dependent upon, these are all the sort of dependent factors. Obviously, opening the blue crab season could be moved into a separate category extending the, 2013 crab pot season for female and male crab. I mean, are those dependent in your view? They're separate issues. So those could be removed from the winter dredge issue. The winter dredge notice should be, we're going to first decide whether or not there should be any change with regards to current rules. And if so, here's one recommendation from staff with some follow-up conditions. And that could be in the notice for winter dredge and then separate the others.
I think we can tie this down pretty well, given this conversation.
If we need a motion, then I'd make a motion that we advertise. The first motion would be with regards to the winter dredge season and whether or not to extend the current moratorium in place or not, or adopt some alternative policy that is articulated in number 3 for, and rather than having a maximum of a participation of 37 individuals, just in consideration of past participation and effort. Was that the recommendation, that be altered? In addition, we determine this whether or not to use a 2014 conservation equivalency. That all be made part of the same advertisement. That would be the first motion that I would make.
All right. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion?
I've got one thing. Should the past participation and effort be limited to 5 years or a certain number of years? Or are you still opening it up to everybody?
May I comment, even though you're in the process? My comment is that everything was great, except we should say something about priority for the limited fishery season would be given to those individuals with the greatest amount of recent participation, effort, or harvest, and kind of go from there.
I'll adopt that language as part of the motion. Would the seconder do that as well?
I agree to that.
Okay.
Any disagreement with the motion?
Thank you.
All right, so we've got approval on that.
The second motion would be to advertise for the establishment of the 2014 male and female seasons. Establish the 2014 crab agent provision, and that as recommended on this current slide I'm looking at, and to extend the 2013 crab pot season for female and male crabs, that all be advertised separately for the October hearing date.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion on that one? Any objection? Hearing none, that's approved. And I think that captures it all. Is there anything else that we've missed?
Can I say I hope not? I think we're okay.
Where do the triggers fall out in this that were discussed? Would that be
We would have to bring that in with conservation equivalency somehow.
Right. If that's captured in conservation equivalency,
to say that conservation equivalency would also include triggers.
Quite frankly, the thinking there is, suppose you don't want to open the season this year, the dredge season, because of a variety of factors, but you're willing to open it based on all these parameters the following year if a certain trigger is pulled. In other words, if we see significant improvements in recruitment or the size of the population increases by 50%,
right,
whatever, might save you some time from having to go through this again next year.
Right.
So if triggers are covered under conservation equivalency, I think, you know, we'll add some specific language in there that would cover that.
Okay. One question. Do you mind if I just put – I just want to say my concerns for this here. I have a lot of concerns about opening the winter dredge. And to address some of those, I just want to get them off my chest now and give some time that these questions can be answered. I think that's useful, even though I know we're going late. But I am curious to know about the damage to the habitat from the dredging. I think our management techniques have shown that we've improved the numbers, and I'm not so sure that we're not running a risk by unwinding this. And I'd like to get more direct input on that. I think there are a lot of enforcement headaches with the 15 conditions or so we saw up there for the dredgers. And so maybe somebody from enforcement could give some input on whether they could handle all that. We've got one mortality study to base this on, you know, which is excellent. I want to applaud everybody that participated in it. I think it's wonderful, but it's one study to make this determination on. And again, as we've already gotten into, if we open up the season, do we increase the demand on the license? And we're going to see this push and pressure when we've had the moratorium in place. Most of these people, it's my understanding, are potters. They're out there crabbing with pots right now as well. And so they're getting crabs. This is just another a means for them to get crabs. So those are my concerns. I just wanted to put them out there. And those are the things I want to probe between now and the time we...
I think they're very, very valid concerns, and I think you'll hear a lot of public comment along those lines as well. Anyone else have anything they want to...
My only comment is that when we look at 37 people, 37 fishermen, and I just am concerned at some point that these folks have had more influence, an undue amount of influence on what we've done here in the last today, in fact, just the exercise of the study, which I applaud, is great, but I sometimes wonder if these folks don't have a greater influence than they should have. I mean, we saw from that graph, if we go to this equivalence, see, a lot of other fishermen are going to be influenced to accommodate 37 watermen. And that really worries me. You know what I mean? And I don't know if all those guys are going to be influenced or going to show up here and make their voice heard, but I guarantee you the 37 guys are.
Well, that's why we're going to do that industry
survey. Or they're going to have their motions heard by a consortium of some sort.
But since we're all kind of laying out our opinions on this, I have two concerns. I haven't made my mind up at all on this or where we ought to go, and staff has done a marvelous job, but nonetheless, I have two concerns. One is the recruitment value that we saw this year was the second worst in 24 years.
Right.
The harvest so far this season, and I've talked to dozens of crabbers, is, and they're describing this as one of the worst seasons they've ever seen.
Right.
Now, they're making good money because crabs are scarce, so they're not complaining too much.
Yeah.
But harvest is going to be way down this year. And so this becomes, for me, an issue of timing. I do think when the stock is healthy, we can have a crab dredge fishery, and it can be properly regulated and be very safe. The big question in my mind is this year the right year to do that, given those two characteristics that I just mentioned. So I guess the other question is the conservation equivalency plan that staff is going to design going to be robust enough to truly be able to address the impacts from the dredge fishery? Conservation equivalency is something that works very well on paper.
Right.
And you see all the data that goes into it. It's a monstrous exercise. But there's a big difference sometimes between paper exercises and what actually happens out there.
That's right.
You know, does it follow through? And so I still have to be convinced that that's going to happen.
May I chime in with one idea?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important the commission understands that this has been what Mr. Tankard has expressed, that there's been a lot of hubbub about all this, and it hasn't ended since the dredge fishery season was closed. So part of the basis for what staff is attempting to do is to ensure that the commission has as much information as it can about the winter dredge fishery, when it existed and where it stood, what the impacts are, and you have the study. Because when you think about it, I went back and took a look at the 2008 minutes from April, and it's clear that when the commission initially closed the winter dredge fishery season, it was because of the female crab contribution to the 34%. It was a heartbeat after that or so that a lot of information poured in, including a study VMRC had done back in the late 80s that showed high onboard mortality. But after that, the commission has not been provided with an in-depth profile of this fishery. And so staff thinks that's really important for the commission to have that, and that's really driving a lot of our thinking.
I think that it really speaks well of this institution, this Marine Resources Commission, that they will take, and because our eyes were very focused, as you said, in 2008 on the female, and what we thought it was a tremendous amount of waste in the fishery, and that was all anecdotal, and we could have probably stayed on that track right through this period. But I think that your efforts to try to make us understand objectively, as opposed to anecdotally, this industry should be commended, and I think that you've well served this commission in that regard.
Thank you.
And the fishery. Excuse me.